This is Jay Krishnamurti's third public talk in Ojai, California, 1949.
We were discussing last Sunday and Saturday the importance of self-knowledge. Because as I explained, I do not see how we have any foundation for right thinking without self-knowledge. How any action, however inclusive, however collective or individual they might be, it might be, there is no possibility of a harmonious and true action without knowing fully oneself. Without knowing oneself, there is no possibility of really searching out what is true, what is significant, what are the right values in life. Without self-knowledge, we cannot go beyond the self-projected illusions of the mind. Without self-knowledge, as we explained, in which is implied not only the action of relationship between the individual and another individual, but also the action of relationship with society, cannot bring about a complete harmonious society without this knowledge. And so it is really very important and significant that one should know oneself as completely and as fully as possible. And is this knowledge possible? Can one know oneself integrally, not partially? The total process of oneself. Because as I said, without knowing, one has no basis for thinking. One gets caught in illusions. Political, religious, social illusions that are limitless, endless. And is it possible to know oneself? And how is it possible to know? What are the means? What are the ways? What are the processes? I think to find out what are the ways, one must find out first, mustn't one, what are the impediments? And by studying what we take as important in life, which we have accepted, the values, the standards, the beliefs, the innumerable things that we have accepted and do accept, and by examining them, perhaps we shall find out the ways of our own thinking and thereby know ourselves. That is,